Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is fucking Friday, another fucking week of goddamn, I don't know, fucking genocide, fucking pedophilia, human trafficking, as we just sit and fucking, well, we condemn it. That's what we're doing. We're condemning the hell right out of it. It's also the 10th day of November, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6, then mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 44 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 51 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 28. So we're in winter. I mean, I don't give a shit. I mean, dates and all that shit. I don't know. We're in winter. That's what I know. Anyways, we'll be back with today's outrages in just a moment.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's just zap right over to the fucking propaganda page and see what's happening here today. Breaking, Israel admits Apache helicopters fired on their own civilians running from the Supernova Music Festival. Well, there's a fucking surprise. This is a video. The pilots realized that there was a tremendous difficulty in distinguishing within the occupied outpost and settlements who was a terrorist and who was a show more. Who was a terrorist and who was a Jew? Because everybody's a terrorist today. Only fucking Jews can't be terrorists, right? That's what we're talking about here. The pilots realized that there was tremendous difficulty in distinguishing between occupied outposts and settlements, who was a terrorist and who was a soldier or civilian. The rate of fire against the thousands of terrorists was tremendous at first, and only at a certain point did the pilots begin to slow down the attacks and carefully select targets. And all this technology, go watch this video. This is coming right from you, right from me and you. We're killing fucking people. We're fucking paying for it. You know, I was thinking about this earlier. And how the hell do you compare it? How the hell do you get rid of this goddamn POSO up here? Anyway, you know, if you're standing there and you see a fucking cocksucker with a fucking ball bat, knock a little kid down and get ready to bash his fucking skull in, and you're fucking armed, you have a pistol on your fucking side, and you don't pull that son of a bitch out and shoot him, what do? You pull out your fucking camera and you fucking film the fucking beating to death of a child, and then you condemn it. Your condemnation does not give you an excuse. I don't know. But we're fucking people. We're watching fucking genocide. We're watching a people be fucking destroyed. There's so many articles on this fucking site that you can look at little kids, their arms blowed off, their legs blowed off. That's just the ones that fucking lived. And you know this, I'm going to dispel this bullshit of fucking human shields right fucking now. Now, if they were human fucking shields and these fucking Hezbollah, which was a creation of fucking Israel, which is Israel's bitch, we're fucking using those facilities. It looks like they get the fuck out of them, wouldn't it? Because all they're bombing is fucking hospitals. And the human shield thing is fucking non-existent shit because they don't give a fuck who they kill. They said they don't give a shit who they kill. They want to kill every fucking Palestinian, don't they? So fuck your human shield fucking goddamn propaganda bullshit. If they were human shields, like I said, they're hitting nothing but hospitals. Well, because they got human shields. Obviously, they're not human shields. They're fucking goddamn potential fucking goddamn victims. You don't give a fuck if you kill a fucking kid. You'd shoot right through a fucking kid right in a second to shoot the first kid behind him and kill both fucking kids because you're not out after your fucking boys at Hamas that you created that serve you, you fucking kikes. Don't say human shield no more. If the if it was true, they would be fucking the fucking Hamas. If this was all anything but fucking a fucking operation, a psyop, would get the fuck out of the hospitals, wouldn't they? Because the human shield, they don't give a shit. They'll drop a fucking goddamn daisy cutter on your fucking human shield and blow the whole fucking hospital up, right? So I guess it ain't a human. They can't be human shields. They're not deflecting anything. The very definition of a shield is it deflects something away. You motherfucking murder and genocide committing motherfuckers aren't fucking fooling nobody. And quit saying human shield because they're not. Four more attacks on U.S. bases in Iraq and Syria after U.S. airstrikes. Well, what the fuck do you expect? And what the fuck are we doing in Iraq? What the fuck? I thought we were out of that goddamn place. Was it in Iraq or Syria? Syria. Well, what are we doing there? Oh, see, oh, that's right. We're guarding the fucking oil fields that are the possession of the Syrian fucking people for the fucking Jews that we fucking, that these cocksuckers fucking, hey, you soldiers out there, that's who you're serving. You're not serving freedom and liberty. You are not serving the people of the United States. You are serving the fucking goddamn corporate fucking Zionist Jew motherfuckers. That's who you're serving. Unconfirmed reports say airstrikes in eastern Syria killed 9 people. U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria have been attacked by rockets or drones 4 times. What the fuck are you doing in their country? Where's your declaration of war? What is your fucking definition of this fucking war? You're there taking what belongs to those people to hand over to the fucking kikes. You know, the Ashkenazis, the Ashkenazis. You know, the son of a bitches that think we're fucking dogs. Well, I'll tell you what, this fucking dog bites, motherfucker. And I mean, and if you're a separate species, you're an evasive son of a bitch because you're killing fucking human beings. Human beings, by all rights, should try to destroy that evasive fucking species like we did COVID-19, huh? If it's killing fucking people, if it's out of fucking control, you can't fucking control it, you can't treat it, you got to get fucking rid of it, don't ya? You 4 times since the U.S. launched another round of airstrikes in eastern Syria on Wednesday. So you shot at them and they shot fucking back. How dare those motherfuckers? They're just supposed, they should just make them herd their children out into fucking football fields or soccer fields and let them drop bombs on them, or else you're a fucking terrorist. You murdering son of a bitches. You're in their fucking country firing on their fucking people. What are we, if you were in my fucking country firing on me, I promise you, you'd get fucking bullets back. You low-life motherfuckers. And what they're doing to the Palestinians right now, that's what they fuck, they're doing it to us, aren't they? I've seen many a video with the people fucking talk about losing their whole fucking families. I've lost my fucking wife. I've lost my fucking brother. I've lost my fucking nephew. All to the same son of a bitch and eugenicist fucking people are not human goddamn fucking Jew motherfuckers that fucking are killing these fucking little kids over in goddamn Gaza Strip. It ain't your fucking land. I know you want the beaches. I know you want the oil. You greedy motherfuckers could never have a fucking enough, but you say you're a different species? Well, it's time to fucking eliminate that species because it is a fucking danger to my species. That's the way I see it. Sources told The Guardian that U.S. forces were targeted in 3 separate attacks across Iraq on Thursday. So you are shooting back in Iraq, huh? The report described the attacks as the most geographically widespread series of strikes on U.S. assets in a single day. What are our asses doing sitting over in another fucking country where it's none of our goddamn business? You keep telling me these fucking Jews are my business. How fucking so? They stepped right up and said that I am fucking lower than a fucking goddamn dog, that I am a goddamn animal, that they have the right to fucking kill me, that they're a separate species, that the fucking earth belongs to them, that they should be able to kill everything on this goddamn earth because it belongs to them. Well, fuck, we'll see about that after the fucking fight. Because you motherfuckers are goddamn you're a fucking paper tiger. You're a fucking grouse. You're all puffed up, but you're going to get your shit blown away, you motherfuckers. Since Israel-Hamas conflict started, fuck you, Hamas. That's just like goddamn COVID-19. Hamas was created by the fucking Jews. Hamas was created by Israel. Hamas was created by Israel. Hamas was created by Israel. You got that? Got that, Goebbels? It ain't going to fucking fly, buddy. People know better. The Pentagon said since October 17th, U.S. forces in the region have been attacked 46 times due to President Biden's full-throated support for Israel's campaign in Gaza. You mean his goddamn genocidal campaign in Gaza? Killing every man, woman, and fucking child? And we don't hear him too much about this Hamas thing, except that, oh, they're underneath the hospitals. That's why we got to blow them up. They're using people's human shields. Well, they ain't making very goddamn good human shields, are they? Because you don't give a fuck to kill fucking children. And any fucking, if you're bombing the hospitals, they ain't going to fucking be there. Why are you targeting hospitals? Because you intend to commit genocide. You want everyone dead. You've said it many fucking times in many fucking forms. You want the fucking Palestinian people wiped off the face of this fucking earth. And you think you have the goddamn fucking right to do it. Well, you don't. A total of 56 American troops have been injured in the attacks. Oh, my God. Why don't you come fucking home and guard our fucking, run these motherfucking invaders back across our border if you want to do something for the fucking United States of America and for the fucking unalienable fucking law of December 15, 1791 that you are bound by. You have joined foreign motherfuckers in fucking attacking other fucking foreign people to take their fucking assets and murder their children. So you're sick. You're sick in the fucking head. We have provided those fucking attack helicopters that were killing fucking people. We provide the fucking planes that drop the fucking phosphorus bombs that we fucking provide to blow up little fucking children. Our tough motherfuckers, aren't you? Fucking the little fucking deaf, dumb, blind child on the fucking corner. A six-year-old girl. That's who you're fucking beating up. Hey, we got 2 carrier groups coming over there. I wonder where they're headed next. Like Syria, Lebanon, Jordan. I heard that U.S. is over there talking. You know, everything's okay. Hey, we ain't going to get you. Fucking you wait. And you believe these son of a bitches? Honestly? And then Iran, and then, hey, Turkey, you better be ready because they want the whole motherfucker, and you better understand it. The leader of Sayyid al-Shuhada, one of Iraq's Shia militias, said Thursday the attacks on U.S. forces would continue until there is a ceasefire in Gaza. No, these right. You don't have no right to shoot back. They got the right to fucking murder fucking unarmed, innocent fucking Palestinians. They got the right to murder their children, to blow them up. God damn you. How dare you? There will be no truce with the U.S. occupation in Iraq. Occupation is right. We are occupying fucking Iraq again. I thought we were the fuck out of there. What happened to that, guys? We left a hell of a fucking arsenal over there for him to use on the fucking goddamn Arabs, didn't we? sons of bitches, Iraq, unless a genuine and binding ceasefire is established in Gaza Strip, said Khattab Sayyid al-Shahara, leader of Abu Ali al-Wahali. I mean, God damn it. Is this protecting the United States of America? Fuck, we can't even pronounce this shit. I can't. According to Al-Mayadin. Unfucking believable. An umbrella group of Iraqi Shia militia known as the Islamic Resistance in Iraq has taken credit for many of the attacks on U.S. groups. I'm sure they have. You write it down on your, in your gut. See, this is all propaganda bullshit. This is your new fucking mainstream fucking media, people. No fucking proofs. No fucking, this is what they said, so this is what it is. Fuck you. I don't believe one word coming out of your mouth. You fucking skunks. You fucking goddamn pieces of fucking shit, you pedophilic bastards. The Pentagon says the airstrikes it launched Wednesday targeted a weapons storage facility used by Islamic Revolutionary Guard. They're Revolutionary Guard because they're fucking shooting the motherfuckers who came to their fucking country and started shooting them. That's a revolution, don't you know? They're revolting against fucking, what, an empire? The United States corporate empire? The international corporate mafia? How dare them? Guard Corps and its affiliates, referring to the Shia militias. An unconfirmed report from the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 9 people were killed in the U.S. airstrikes on Wednesday. SOHR said the strikes hit military headquarters and a weapons warehouse in eastern Syria's Deir ez-Zor province and killed 9 people, including 3 Syrians who were working with Iranians. What fucking business is it of ours? It's none of my fucking business. If we stepped away from this fucking shit, if all these fucking goddamn major powers, fucking Russia, China, fucking the United States, Pakistan, everybody just fucking step back away from this and let it settle, see how it settled itself in the real fucking world without a fucking bully to back the mouths of those long-nosed motherfuckers who think that we're fucking animals. We show them what fucking animals we are. It ain't none of our fucking business. It's a foreign entanglement. It's eating out our substance. Our people are living under highway underpasses with little fucking children in the wintertime going hungry with filthy fucking clothes on while you're sending fucking billions, going on trillions for more fucking war in the Middle East. Fuck the Middle East. You're fucking shipping our goddamn oil out at fucking record fucking rates. There was a, you know, moratorium against that. You couldn't ship fucking oil out of here until about 3 or 4 years ago when they lifted it. Now look at it, man, boy, they're pumping it. We don't need nobody's oil. We have enough oil to supply ourselves. We should be paying 25 cents a gallon for gas, but that couldn't fuck us. That couldn't fucking take the goddamn world over for the one world order. Who wants a one world government, a one world digital fucking bank that can tell you what you can buy and what you can't buy? It would it. While Iran supports the Shia militias, it has denied any role in the attacks on U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria, and the Pentagon previously acknowledged there's no evidence that Tehran is directing the operations. Then what? It all comes down to what the fuck is this to us? It's this is the Jew shit. I don't fucking support the fucking Jews. I ain't one of their fucking bitches. I'm not their fucking property. And you're not a higher species than I am. You're fucking animals. You do things that a fucking dog wouldn't do. You sick son of a bitches. Israeli tanks have Gaza hospital surrounded as UN decries hell on earth. Yeah, surround the hospitals because that's where all the bad guys would go, right? Where you're going to fucking go and blow them up, right? So that you know where to blow them up, right? And the human shields that you don't give a... I mean, for a human shield to work, you'd have to not shoot because it's a child that you're going to kill. You don't want to kill no innocents. These motherfuckers, they want to kill every fucking Palestinian. They want to complete fucking genocide. They want to erase their fucking people from the fucking earth. And they tell you this. They fucking tell you this. After reports emerged starting Wednesday and Thursday that Israeli tanks had pushed to the center of Gaza City, Palestinian officials have said tanks have drawn close to have a surrounding key hospitals where thousands of Palestinians are taking shelter. Thousands of Palestinians are taking shelter. So they're not human shields because you don't give a fuck to blow them up. It's just like a shield that you don't care to fucking break. I mean, and I read one of these, I don't know, maybe we'll hit it, that the reason they're human shields is because everybody's going to look poorly upon the fucking Jews if they blow these people. They're blowing them up! They're talking out of both sides of their fucking mouth. That's what a Jew does best, isn't it? As wounded patients are receiving treatment, they said Friday that airstrikes have hit the Strip's biggest hospitals, Al-Shifa, killing at least one and wounding several others. Come on, you son of a bitch. Other hospitals were also reportedly struck at dawn, including strikes on the grounds of the Indonesian hospital and the Rantisi Cancer Hospital, according to eyewitnesses cited in Reuters. Sprawling tents, encampments of the internally displaced can be seen on the hospital campus. But Israel claims that Hamas, you know, their proxy, their fucking goddamn, what do we have? We had goddamn Al-Qaeda. Remember Al-Qaeda that we supported against the fucking Russia? Al-Qaeda, our Al-Qaeda agents that fucking infiltrated fucking Libya when they found out they had an oil field off the coast of Tripoli. You know, Al-Qaeda, this is their fucking Al-Qaeda because they created it. Hamas has terror tunnels. They got terror tunnels. Now, I just read an article because I got a longer memory span than a head of fucking cabbage. And the one of the people that came up to report that there's no way that goddamn attack occurred, that it wasn't a false flag perpetrated by Mossad and fucking goddamn Hamas, said that they had fucking detectors that would detect tunnels. They couldn't build tunnels. They would be detected. And if they got tunnels underneath the hospitals, well, I guess you got to blow up all those human shields, all those innocent little children. You got to kill them. Man, I seen Galen had some pieces up there, on her comments, and I looked at them. People, we're not fucking human. If we stand by and just watch this fucking thing, how terrible were we taught genocide was? Oh, with 6 million Jews when there wasn't 600,000 in the whole fucking Europe. But we, oh, it's a terrible thing. And fucking, you know, 60 to 100 million fucking goddamn Christians killed in fucking communist fucking Russia in the goddamn gulags run by the goddamn rabbis, right? It was terrible. Everything was, it's all wrong. And they care so much about children, they'll want to teach them how to play fucking nasty at fucking goddamn before they even know what their goddamn genitals are. 4 fucking years old. That's the new fucking fad. I mean, this fucking shit has got to stop. Terror tunnels underneath and further. If they got terror tunnels underneath, you ain't going to hurt them. You're just going to blow up the human shield. Is that what it's about? I mean, how's this fucking work? Explain that to me and quit saying human shield, you motherfucking liars. Underneath and further, that the group has a base of operations in Rantisi Hospital. Civilians waving white flags have been trapped in at least one instance, coming under fire while trying to escape. Gazan authorities say the Israeli military is firing on them while Israel claims Hamas is shooting their own people. They're shooting their own human shields to keep them as human shields. Oh, come on. Come on. They really must think we are a sub-fucking species, that we buy this fucking shit. And fuck the fuckers that are putting it up, too. Israeli Defense Forces IDF tanks have been observed near 3 hospitals, with some unconfirmed video evidence emerging that civilians taking shelter there have been hit either by IDF snipers, artillery, or possibly drone strikes. These are fucking civilians. These are fucking people. They're human beings. Oh, that's right. We are human beings. And they're of a higher species. We're as far beneath them as a fucking dog is beneath us. Well, you're going to find out that, hey, you know what, you motherfuckers? You've used our brain. Our technology is what you're fucking using. We're not stupid. And you wait until your fucking time of reckoning comes, you motherfuckers. You will pay for this. You don't do shit like this and get away with it. The Israeli military has ordered the immediate evacuation of these hospitals, but people reportedly have not moved, fearing any attempt to exit will be more dangerous. You trade, oh, okay, you're saying we're human shields. Can we get the fuck out of here? Come out and shoot them down. I don't think that's what it's all about, do you? I think they're fucking lying. And don't use that term human shields no more, you fucking lying pricks. The White House announced Thursday that Israel agreed to implement daily four-hour pauses in fighting to facilitate a humanitarian corridor for civilians. Yeah, you can say whatever the fuck you want. Why don't you go over there and walk out of one of them hospitals with a white flag just to test it, to see what happens to your fucking ass, you lying son of a bitches. They shoot them down if they try to come out. They stay in their human shields. They blow them up. This is about fucking genocide. This is about wiping a fucking people off the face of the planet to take their fucking resources, to take what belongs to them. That's how you get what you got, huh? Oi, oi, oi. That's how you get the fucking money to corrupt more people, more fucking ways, huh? That's how you get the fucking wealth, you fucking pricks. But it's unclear how this will affect standoff situations where civilian enclaves are surrounded by tanks. Yeah, it is kind of unclear, isn't it? You walk out, you get shot, you stay in, you get blew up. Hell of a choice, huh? Al Jazeera, which has correspondents on the ground, says the tanks are within a mere hundreds of meters of some of the hospitals in question. Using tanks and armored vehicles, they have closed a roughly 100-meter perimeter around these hospitals, still sheltering thousands, thousands, thousands of wounded and displaced people. People! Human beings! Not dogs, you fucking, if it was, you know, you might be, get a bigger response out of people in this country if it was fucking dogs. Because they think more, they have to think more of dogs than they do of goddamn human beings. People have sent appeals from inside a Rantis hospital and Nasir hospital asking to be allowed to flee, Al Jazeera writes. Please, can we get, yeah, come on out. Boom! Got you again. And yet the situation is growing more dangerous for civilians as the bombs fall. Gaza's health ministry has alleged that Israel jets struck Al Shifa hospital buildings five times since Thursday night. This sent some of the civilians leaving for more potentially safe areas. Where? There is no place safe in that. They're there to kill every fucking one of you. There's no place for these people. Imagine being in their goddamn shoes. There's no place to run. You ain't done. You're just there because of who? Well, because let's say if this was being done, let's turn the fucking tables and let's say that this was being done to fucking goddamn Israel. Oh, we'd put an atomic bomb on them, wouldn't we? It would be such a horrible fuck. Oh God, if you killed fucking their fucking people. I mean, because their lives, 20 fucking Israeli lives are worth 1,000 American lives. They've come right up and told us, haven't they? They wore their little yellow badges for the kids killed in their fucking false flag fucking operation with Mossad and fucking Hamas, didn't they? But then they don't give a shit about blowing little kids up here because the one guy said, you kill them when they're babies like that, then in 20 years they don't grow up and they're not. It's like a preemptive kind of thing, don't you know? The ministry said in response to the IDF's evacuation order, we are talking about 45 babies in incubators, 52 children in intensive care units, hundreds of wounded and patients, and tens of thousands of displaced people. There are conflicting reports of casualties as gunfights have been reported on the perimeter of Saifa Hospital, which reports of IDF special forces operating there. However, according to AFP, a government statement claimed that there were 13 martyrs and dozens of wounded in an Israeli strike on Al Saifa compound today, and hospital director Mohammed Abu Shamaya alleged that Israel tanks fired on Al Shifa hospital. Well, yeah, I mean, to get one, if you want to kill 100 children, I mean, you think about hostage taking back in the day. I mean, when they came up, if you, somebody holding the hostage, you're trying to get the hostage out of there alive. It's supposed to be your first fucking concern. You're supposed to be a man. You're supposed to have fucking balls. But here, man, no, you blow up 100 children and then say that you got one fucking militant, which is your fucking goddamn partner. Like, again, I'm going to say it again. Israel created Hamas. Check it out. Fucking look. They got rid of the Palestinian Authority, and the Israelis, replaced the Palestinian Authority with Hamas. They're bitches. Israel has alleged that a Hamas military quarter lies adjacent to Shifa Hospital and was called the area the heart of Hamas intelligence and operational activities. Horse shit. Why should we believe one fucking word of this? We know the lying motherfuckers that are there to commit genocide. They've said it on other forums. You've seen the fucking article at the top of this fucking site that tells you that they're a higher species than us. That we're as low to them as a dog is to us. Well, these fucking dogs are going to get you, motherfuckers. Meanwhile, the UN and aid organizations have had new issues getting trucks into the strip and to the necessary locations. Hell on earth, as the UN officer for the coordination of humanitarian affairs described. Below, Palestinian sources say civilians waving white flags who have tried to exit hospital grounds have been fired on by IDF, while Israeli sources say Hamas is firing in order to prevent them from leaving. Shit. Of course they are. And again, don't say human shield to me no more. What good's a human shield if nobody, the only reason they could be a shield is because nobody would shoot because they're between them and the bad guys. These fuckers will blow the whole goddamn place up, blow up all the human shields, fucking a hospital is the last place you'd want to be if you were truly a militant, isn't it? Or am I missing something here? We cannot drive to the north at the current point, which is, of course, deeply frustrating because we know there are several hundred thousand people who remain in the north, said OCHA spokesperson Jens Lyric. If there is a hell on earth today, its name is Northern Gaza, he said. It is a life of fear by day and darkness at night. What do you tell your children in such a situation? It's almost unimaginable that the fire they see in the sky is out to kill them. Kids. They've killed more kids than anything else, people. They've killed more children, by far, than they've killed supposed fucking terrorists. They say they're... you fucking made it. It's just like the goddamn, when they wanted us to be against Al-Qaeda, when they created the son of a bitch, the United States did. Al-Qaeda means list. People are fucking, just fucking eat this shit fucking up without even fucking thinking about it. The goddamn human decency. Who could fucking advocate it's all right to kill little fucking kids? Who could do that? We see them being fucking trafficked around the fucking globe. We see them being pedophiled. We see what they're trying to do to them in fucking the schools that we are fucking paying for, that we shouldn't be paying for, that we should be tearing fucking down with the people inside them that are so fucking sick in the fucking head that they think a goddamn little 4-year-old and 3-year-old need to fucking have sex. You sick motherfuckers are not going to get your way. Give it up. There have been reports that the top U.S. Israeli officials are in Doha seeking potential hostage deals via Qatar government mediation. Aren't we bombing Qatar? Goddamn, everything's kind of mixed up over there, isn't it? But Israel President Isaac Herzog has said there is no real proposal currently on the table, the NBC reports. Hamas has continued pushing high quality close quarter combat footage showing IDF tanks suffering damage. Oh, your tank got a fucking dent in it after it killed 20 fucking kids with one fucking shot, or 100 fucking kids with one shot. Your tank got a dent in it, and I'm supposed to be concerned about it. Let's get them another fucking tank, guys. I'll get everything out of my... I got some fucking coins down there in a jar. Let's all send the fucking Israelis a thing to get that dent out of their fucking tank. What do you say? Okay. There is no real proposal that is viable for Hamas side on the issue. Whilst there are many, many people who are third parties who are sending optimistic messages to the newsreels, I'm saying outright, according to my knowledge up to now, there is no real substantial information that is showing any real offer of any process on the table. These people are running like animals. Look at some of these videos that you look at on the comments from Galen, and look at some of these fucking goddamn things. I mean, people running in the streets like god animals. They're treating them like animals. Well, you wait till you're fucking opening up the doors to the jungle, you motherfuckers, because those people are unarmed. Those people can't defend themselves. But by God, we're not. And I tell you what, we're complicit in this. We're paying for the fucking jet that drops the fucking bomb. We're paying for that fucking tank that shoots the fucking hospital. We're paying to exterminate the Palestinian people. And we are guilty because we have the means to stop it. We have the means to say no fucking more. Stop or we'll kill every fucking one of you and run you out of this fucking country. But no, I would take fucking balls. Much more easy. You know what? I condemn this. I'm exonerated. I can't be blamed at all. Bullshit. As of Friday, Israel's military has announced its official top death toll has risen to 37. Well, 37 Israelis and thousands of little fucking kids. Boy, that seems like a fucking tough war to win. That's almost like Custer's last stand, ain't it? Some analysts believing this figure to in reality be much higher, given the extremely difficult nature of tight urban combat. It ain't tight urban combat. You're bombing and shooting with fucking tanks. You ain't going in and fucking facing nobody, you cowardly bastards. And Hamas guerrilla attacks and use of sprawling tunnels for ambush. And that woman had come up on that thing and said, there are no more tunnels. They can't have them because they found a way to detect them. They blew them all up. No fucking tunnels. So that's a fucking lie. And they ain't human shields. Don't listen to anybody tells you that. Say, hey, you're fucking stupid. Tell them, describe what a human shield would do. Is that what's happening? Or do they give a fuck if they blow up little children? They don't. Do they give a shit if they blow up wounded people, civilians, people that have nothing to do with the fucking fighting? No, they don't. This is extermination. This is genocide right in your fucking face that you've been preached to all your life is fucking wrong, wrong, wrong. Do you know right from wrong anymore? There are around 1,100 Gazans dead at this point, mostly civilians, causing UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres to tell a conference this week that something has gone clearly wrong with Israel's operation. No, Israel's operation has gone just as fucking planned, and the United Nations is fucking, you're as behind it as they are. You are the sanctioners of these motherfuckers. You are the protectors. You're the creation of these motherfuckers. They own your fucking ass. You're their bitches. You're their dogs at their fucking feet. There are violations by Hamas when they... Shit, fuck, violations by Hamas. I mean, fucking, that's like goddamn comparing a mud puddle to a lake. Hamas, when they have human shields... A human shield wouldn't be a human shield unless it would shield something. It doesn't shield it. It just gives bloody bodies blowing up everywhere while you're blowing up the fucking buildings, doesn't it? A human shield would stop the fucking goddamn bullet, wouldn't it? But when one looks at the number of civilians that were killed with the military operations, there is something that is clearly wrong. He said, do you fucking think? You sir, are a fucking genius. You're just a fucking genius. That's all I can say. We got to take a break from this, people.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend and come back again. There's just for that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew. And in there, if you get a few, I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations. Nope, do not. with that. I'm going to take that off there. Your contributions are appreciated anyway. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:48 Pacific Time, and of course, with Guns N' Roses. But welcome to the jungle, and goddamn if it ain't the fucking jungle. It is the jungle, man. I mean, animals. We're dealing with fucking animals, people. That's all there is fucking to it. Let's see what else. Let's see some more animalistic fucking treatment. Worldwide digital IDs will soon be the mandatory order to participate in society. You want to fucking bet? I will bet you right fucking now. I bet you try this fucking shit and it will get something bad's going to happen to it and fucking you. What do you fucking think? What are you going to hide in a hole while you're doing it? With the help from Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Now, God damn it, you know, what the happened to his fucking arrest warrant there, white hats? Your yearly fucking bullshit, especially during election years. What happened to him get all the big indictments and all that stuff? What happened to that? You phony motherfuckers. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Rockefeller Foundation, the United Nations has plans which will enslave every human being on the planet by 2030. I'm sure they have plans. You know what? We have plans too. We have plans to eliminate you. We have plans to be happy again. We have plans to fucking annihilate you and take back everything you've stolen from us. We have plans too. And you know what? We're the largest army to ever exist on this goddamn planet. And we are well fucking armed. And it ain't just with fucking guns. You motherfuckers want to fucking come at us, we will rip you to fucking shreds, and you know it. Orange County, 15-month-old dies 2 days after well visit vaccinations. Well, yeah, I mean, that's just as common as the sun coming up in the morning. It's literally a prison planet. Oh, I wonder who put this up. Former BlackRock portfolio manager Ed Dowd explains why every last remnant of your freedom depends on widespread rejections of CBDCs. Well, I'm going to fucking reject it. I don't need you to fucking tell me so. I'm not a fucking dupe. I'm not a fucking person who's just slightly smarter than a fucking dog. I understand exactly. We've been talking about this for fucking years. New Jersey keeps newborn DNA for 23 years. Parents are, they're going to sue. Oh, they're going into the King's Court. We got a lawyer. We got a lawyer, and that lawyer's going to fuck. That Esquire is going to go into the goddamn King's Court, and he's going to find against the King. He's going to make him pay you for violating your fucking rights. You bet he is. President of the European Central Bank, Christine Lagarde, announces the launch of the EU's central bank digital currency, the digital euro, which will enable unelected technocrats at the ECB to program how, when, where, on what, and by whom it can be spent, including the imposition of social credit, carbon allowances, and vaccine passports. Somebody's got to be, somebody's got to be the face of this. There's got to be, I mean, what are you going to get somebody in fucking India to administrate this fucking shit because you think we can't get to it? Someone in America. I mean, you're there. We know you're there. You think you're going to survive this shit, really? When annihilation goes down, motherfuckers, you're going to know what the Palestinians are feeling like right now. Vice just ran this piece celebrating a six-year-old drag queen. His parents claim he knew since he was four that he wanted to do this adult-themed entertainment. And I watched this video make you want to puke. The dad's a fucking faggot. You can tell that. And the mom, fuck, what is wrong with you people? But I'm telling you, it's still a tiny minority, 0.004%. It's just that they cramming all this shit at you at once to get you to say, well, maybe there's something there that I could find to vote for one of the pedophiles for, because they're all pedophiles. You're going to vote for the lesser pedophile? Is that what it is? Who's going to vote for the lesser pedophile, huh? Are you going to vote? Okay, lesser pedophile, put more money in my pocket. Yeah, fucking good luck to your children, you son of a bitch. Four sheriff's officials found dead in unrelated suicides over a 24-hour period. Now, this could be, I've read this, and sure they did, I mean, if people start started actually taking action, this is how they would report it. Just four of sheriff's officials just decided to kill themselves one night. Maybe they fucked somebody over. What do you think? And they don't want to say that because the people that did it fucking right, and they know they're never going to fucking catch them. Could be, you think? Law enforcement officials found four, this is by Debbie Lord, by the way, but Cox Media. Law enforcement officials found four Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department employees dead on Monday and Tuesday in what officials said were unrelated suicides. If you say so. Breaking news, arrests were made in a high-profile sex trafficking ring that involved government contractors, professors, military officers, executives at pharmaceutical companies, and more. And you think any of these people are going to go to jail? At the top of this fucking site, we have fucking Hunter Biden with the fucking six-year-old fucking little girls dressed as prostitutes crawling all over him with a towel over his fucking goddamn prick. And while he's doing fucking crack cocaine, I mean, shit, you think they're going to do something to these motherfuckers? This is just fucking fodder. Fodder for an election. Fodder to get you to go out there and be stupid and treasonous, by the way. One more time. At this point, if you don't know it's treason to fucking vote in this occupational fucking election, if you fucking participate in this shit and give it any credence, you are a goddamn traitor, and you will be treated as such. The times are coming, people. It has to. There's no more future. My future is over. I have no future at all, says 13-year-old Leyan Al-Bass after an Israeli bomb blew her legs off. And if you can, go over and fucking watch this little, look at this little child. Look what these motherfuckers did to her. She was a human shield. See, a human, you think about a guy standing there with a knife to, say, a woman or a child's throat. You take one more step, man. Now that, and the person just goes, oh, a human shield. And takes a .44 Magnum and shoots through both of them to kill the one behind him. Guess that ain't a human shield. I guess it was just another fucking victim, huh? A human shield would fucking work. I mean, it's the difference on whether you have, I guess it's a moral fucking difference, isn't it? The China CBDC is linked to citizens' mandatory ID if somebody drives over the speed limit, in this case 20 kilometers, the speed camera system automatically deducts a fine from their digital wallet. Well, you know what? Somebody's got to control this shit. The country isn't devoid of people. Somebody's got to be running the fucking machine. People got to be participating. It's like when they took the statues down here. I told you people, what the fuck? They're going to take down a statue you don't want taken down. If nobody will take it down, who's going to take it down? And if the person that does take it down, well, fucking, if something bad happens to that person, we'll see about who's going to jump in fucking front of the line to take the next fucking statue down. This is how you got to go out this. God damn it, man. Wake up. The hell is this? Oh, that Chinese shit. A reporter asked State Department why they call it genocide when Russia kills civilians, but not when it's Israelis. Well, I think that should be pretty fucking obvious, but we'll look at it anyway. This is by, it's like Naima Harris, The People's Voice. A State Department spokesperson has accused the Gray Zones, Maxwell Blumenthal, of asking an inappropriate question. And that's an inappropriate question. What are you talking about? God damn it. Palestinians are not human. That's why. And the Ukrainians are, well, they're communists. Or they're fascists. They're part of our fucking movement. They're on our side. That's why there's a difference. On Tuesday, the reporter dared to point out that the Democrats... No, see, hey, there we are. Well, that's why there's election. It's election game time, huh? The Democrats. There are no Democrats. There's no Republicans. There's no left, no right, no conservatives, no liberals. There's just law or there isn't. And right now, there isn't. And why isn't there? Because the fucking people are negligent in their duties to fucking enforce the son of a bitch. We have the law of December 15, 1791 that ends all of this shit. Everything I've read you today, it stops it. It puts a dead stop to it. And the fucking everybody who committed these atrocities against little fucking children, they fucking hang. but we can't do that. Why can't we do that? Oh, well, man, I've got gold invested over here and I got the silver. I'm making some money off of some of this shit. I really don't want to see the system change because my great-great-granddad actually stole this fucking property from the fucking people, and it's going to come back, and then I ain't going to have the fucking property. I mean, this is what you're looking at. This is what is standing between us and fucking annihilating this goddamn monster. Hypocrisy regarding genocide. Yeah, it is. Blumenthal asked the President Biden and Secretary of State and Anthony Blinken had both accused Russia of committing genocide by killing Ukrainian civilians while providing military aid to Israel, which has more civilians in 1 month than Russia has in 2 years. Well, it's got to be obvious because one, 20 Jewish lives are worth more than 1,000 American lives. Think how much more of their worth are Russian lives or, you know, just any fucking other people than the fucking Jews, because they're a separate species, you see. They are, we're just animals in their fucking kingdom. But they're going to find out, hey, fuck, all we got to do, people, is just slaughter. I mean, it's a distasteful thing. It's something that, you know, people, we're just the kind of people want to just live and be left alone. They want to know joy. They want to raise their children and know joy. And people work hard and have something for it. Set on, you know, finally you reach that point, sitting on your rocking chair on your back porch, watching your children and grandchildren playing and doing what might have you. That's all right, man. But these motherfucking monsters, they want empires. They want to crush one another. It's like the Game of Thrones. It is a Game of Thrones. And the fucking kikes intend to end up on top. They intend that you fucking will. If they want to fucking, they're walking down the street, they see your little girl and she's fucking 5, 6 years old, and she turns them on, just walk over and rip her right out of your fucking hands and have their fucking way. And nothing else will do. Because it's like they fucking said, we should be worshiping every Jew. Where in the fuck did that? You know, they talked about Jesus being a Jew. Jesus wasn't a fucking Jew. The word Jew didn't exist to start with. And I've heard these people talk about the ancient Jews. Well, I'm sorry, there wasn't no fucking ancient Jews. They were fucking Hebrews until the 30s. That's when Jew came out, the word Jew. No ancient Jews, Judeo-Christians, you stupid motherfuckers. You're the dumbest people that have ever fucking existed in this country. And you have backed this. You are more guilty than I. I mean, I condemn it. I fucking, if there was a fucking fight that could be fucking fought, I would fight it. But I mean, and as long as you cocksuckers exist, as long as you and the gold and silver fucking goddamn worshipers are fucking have the goddamn gold and silver and are able to put up fucking blocks between the people and their goddamn law, which they can't do, people. If you do it as an individual, they can't stop you. You might cost you your life, but by God, you can enforce those fucking rights. It is your goddamn right by law to do so. It's your goddamn duty. And when you see your resources that are being stolen from you being used to fucking massacre children in other countries, I mean, wipe their fucking genocide. Bad, bad. Remember from the time you were a little kid, genocide, bad, bad. What metric are you using to determine genocide, or is this just political rhetoric? In response, the spokesman said that the administration is not using political rhetoric and claimed they have a rigorous process for determining what it constitutes genocide. What could that fucking entail? Trying to wipe out genocide by definition is trying to wipe out a fucking people. They committed genocide on the Mohegans. Remember last of the Mohegans? And several other, I mean, not just several, fucking tons of fucking other tribes on the East Coast. They committed complete genocide. They wiped their fucking seed off the face of the fucking earth. That's what genocide is. Are the Russians trying to wipe the seed of the fucking Ukrainians off the face of the earth? Or are they trying to conquer back territories that fucking, I don't even know what the fuck they're doing. I don't even know what the fuck they're fighting about. I really don't fucking care. I mean, fuck, what is my interest in fucking Ukraine? That's the Biden's fucking headquarters for their international corporate mafia fucking family. It's all bullshit. What's my interest in fucking Israel? None. But when they're using my fucking wealth, my fucking wealth from my fucking country to try to extinct a fucking people, it is my goddamn business. I say no. You don't get to use no. Take all the fucking shit back that belongs to me, because you never took it by fucking due process of the law. It was a fraud to take it from us in the first place. Bring it all back home. And if those goddamn Jews want to fight the Arabs, let them fight on fucking even fucking ground, and may the best fucking man win. But this, I will not be a part of your fucking genocide or your fucking goddamn talking out of both sides of your mouth, trying to say that, well, killing 100 people by Russians is not genocide. Killing 10,000 people by fucking airstrikes with fucking U.S.-built F-16s, F-15s, and fucking goddamn bunker busters and fucking whatever nasty fucking bombs they want to use, U.S. fucking tanks. Now, that's not genocide. I mean, they've announced they want to kill every fucking Palestinian. Now, has Russia announced that they want to kill every fucking Iranian? What is this rigorous process of determining what constitutes genocide, motherfuckers? I think that pretty well sizes it up. And once again, before I oppose this program, let me tell you, quit using the word human shield. It's bullshit. And you know it's bullshit. And everybody has to know it's bullshit. You're targeting the fucking hospitals. I'm sure if there was such a thing as Hamas and it wasn't your own fucking goddamn actors, that they just, I'm going to reach out on a limb and think they have a fucking brain, and they would stay away from the places that you're blowing the fuck out of, which are the fucking hospitals, which have the fucking goddamn wounded and the fucking sick in them. That, you sick son of a bitches. You think you can sell anything to us? You really do think we're that fucking dumb? Well, you're going to find out we're not so fucking dumb. And it's coming soon. Man, you don't get away with shit like this forever, buddy. And that's a fucking fact. Anyways, guys, I'll see you on Monday at 12 o'clock Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern. And, you know, this weekend, just keep looking at it for what it fucking is. And the hypocrisy. And they like, well, there's hypocrisy. Well, no, there's fucking genocide going on. I think that's a little bit worse than the hypocrisy. I think that we're fucking complicit in it. Because we're not fucking stopping it. We're not doing a goddamn thing but sitting and watching. I condemn it. I am ashamed. I am ashamed to be an American. I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed that my goddamn resources of my country that I didn't take back. I can by law. Haven't been taken back away from these fucking diabolical monsters. I'm ashamed they're being used to fucking massacre a fucking people. A people wiping them out, the dodo bird, the passenger pigeon, you get it? That's a word from the trenches.
Have a good weekend, brother.
You do the same, brother.
I have done all I can do.
Cookie!